You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here on the field inside the Pat Bowen Fieldhouse for this week's mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started with a question about Garrett Bowles. I feel like everyone is underestimating Garrett Bowles, saying that he will eventually move to the right tackle spot. This is from Aiden Marine. What do you think is in store for him when training camp starts? Well, there was some chatter, some speculation that he might move to right tackle, but that's out the window. He's going to be the left tackle going forward. And for Garrett Bowles going into year two, it's probably best for him to master the position for which he was drafted. Keep focusing on that. His rookie season, there were some ups and downs. Part of the art of being a lineman at the next level is knowing that, hey, you're going to hold, but make sure that you get away with it. Release the hold before the official sees. That's something that Garrett Bowles needs to work on. And don't forget with Garrett Bowles, he's still relatively new to left tackle. You knew that when you drafted him, that he was going to take some time to get him all the way up to speed. But the 1 year that he's had starting, it'll help him. If he can build on that and continue improving, he should have a long career in front of him. This one from Fred Billingsley. Why bring in Marquette King? Well, if you look at the special teams last year, there's your answer. The special teams struggled across the board. Field position was an issue across the board. We know about it with turnovers, obviously, but punt coverage, that was a problem as well. Riley Dixon's net average dropped in 2017 from his rookie season. Marquette King is a bit more consistent in terms of getting those long blasts. He's a classic flip the field punter, one of the strongest legs in the league. I imagine it will continue to improve, especially with 8 games at altitude. In Denver, he's played 5 games here in the past, a gross average of 50, a net average of 44. Certainly if he has those kind of numbers in Denver going forward and can continue to do what he did elsewhere, you'll be talking about Marquette King being one of the top 2 punters in the league in 2018. With Tom McMahon as the coordinator, things are going to look different. There are no sacred cows on that special teams. So he's going to try to get it better, and bringing in Marquette King is part of getting the special teams better. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at MaceDenver. Listen to me every weekday with Ryan Edwards and Ring of Famer Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue 760, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.